Have you ever watched an apocalyptic sci-fi movie and wondered, could any of this really happen? I'm Carrie Bechet, and on Hypothetical, we explore what-if questions two ways, through speculative science fiction and through insight from the world's most brilliant scientists. And spoiler alert, your favorite sci-fi movies aren't nearly as far-fetched as you may think. Time travel with me into our possible futures on Hypothetical. New episodes every Tuesday, available on all podcast apps. That's Hypothetical, Hyperthetical.
Hi, this is creator of The Orphan, Zachary Fortescom, and I just wanted to come in and thank some of our patrons before we start the show today. Peter Williams, Maddie Searle, Carrie S., and Caroline Minks. Thank you for your support. You make this show possible. And now, on with the show.
Catherine, wait, please.
You were going to keep it from me?
No, I wasn't.
No? When were you going to tell me? When you hand me over to them? Or were you going to do it yourself? Just put a gun to my head? Tell me then?
No.
Really? Then when?
I didn't know how to tell you.
So you just showed me outside because you wanted me to be happy before I went. Is that it?
I didn't know what to do. He birthed you. I just had to clean up this mess.
So I'm a mess?
That's not what I meant.
It might as well have been. That's what I am to them out there. Just a spill on the floor that needs wiping up, aren't I? Yeah, that's what I thought.
Baz, there is an incoming signal.
From where?
The location is blocked.
Oh, I'll get it.
Catherine, no!
Allow me.
Catherine, don't do it.
Why?
Because if whoever is on the other end of that line sees you, they will know everything. Think of what that could do to us.
Maybe I want them to know.
Catherine, no!
Hello?
Hello. Who am I speaking with?
My name is Corporal Nora Evers. I'd like to speak with Baz Gilroy. Who are you?
She's no one. You want to talk to me, don't you?
Yeah, I do. Sorry, I read in your file it said you were posted alone.
Yes, I was. I just...
They birthed me early.
What? Don't be ridiculous. I wouldn't. What are you doing?
I'm telling the truth.
Well, don't.
Why not?
Because you'll get us both killed.
And how do you know that? Do you even know who she is?
I... No.
A signal is coming in again. The location is still blocked.
Put it through.
Did you close the link?
Yes. Who are you? Why are you contacting me?
My name is Nora Evers. I'm a corporal. I'm reaching out because I believe you're expecting an inspection.
Yes. How did you know that?
Because I got the same inspection on my end. I run one of the induction facilities in the Corps.
And how do you know that we also had this inspection?
I got a look at his files. He's got your name on there. I'm contacting everyone. It wouldn't be fair if I didn't.
Who is he?
The inspector. It's a saviour unit.
What? Why send one of them? I thought it was just an inspection.
So did I, until I saw him show up. I thought... I just needed to warn you.
Thank you.
You birthed a clone early.
I didn't.
Who did?
I've muted us, Baz. I don't think you should continue this conversation. You could compromise our situation.
Are you still there? I can't hear you.
Maybe she can help us.
Maybe she's a collective plant.
Why plant someone when an inspector is on their way?
To try and catch us in the act.
Hello?
That's not their style. Unmute us.
This is ill-advised.
Do it. How do I know I can trust you?
I don't know. You just can.
That's not good enough. If what you're saying is true, they wanted to send the Xavier unit to check on us. Those are some high stakes.
You're right. I could send you something. Proof of something I've been theorising. It's just speculation, but if someone knew what I was doing, I'd be killed. But how do I know I can trust you?
Oh, you've already seen my biggest secret. I'd say you already have enough to bury me with.
That was me you were referring to.
Sorry.
Fine. But when I send this document, you need to tell me something.
And what's that?
Tell me how you got your Jeffrey to fortify the records. They're the only ones that can make them.
I cannot allow this.
Unmute the link, Jeffrey.
Nothing good can come of this.
I've lost you again. Hello?
Unmute the link or I'll do it manually. I'm trying to save us.
She cannot save us.
Jeffrey, do it now.
Fine. But I will not stay here and witness your stupidity.
Sorry about that. Yes, I can agree to that.
Sending the file now. Check it. Make sure it's real.
You've been researching uninducted clones. Why?
You tell me how you did it first.
All right. Well, there's no way to put this, really. That doesn't sound insane.
Try me.
I was able to make my Jeffrey sentient.
Excuse me?
Well, I didn't do it, really. It's already part of the software. I just enabled it. Settings were very well hidden. But all I had here was time and... well, I flipped the switch.
That kind of technology doesn't exist. It's impossible.
Apparently not. Jeffrey just threw a tantrum because I was going to tell you about him.
I don't understand.
Neither do I. I've never seen anything like this before. Whoever made the Jeffrey units must have made this part of the base code and then disabled it.
You know the person who made the Jeffreys is the person who made us.
I didn't know that.
Neither did I until I started this posting. His name is no longer on the records, but he created us.
You said you managed induction, right?
That's true, yes.
Have you ever dealt with an uninducted clone?
Not officially. Why?
How are they different?
Their minds are more open to the possibilities of the world. Generally speaking, they're more independent.
That doesn't sound so bad.
Not to you, but... to the people who want to control you, it's a nightmare.
What else?
I've heard that they have vivid dreams. Often about one thing in particular.
Which is?
The Creator. They often focus on thoughts of him. It's unsure why, but it passes several weeks after birth.
I've seen that.
What do you mean?
I had a dream about him.
That's consistent with other things I've heard.
What was he like?
I don't know. He just felt safe. And induction just gets rid of that.
It controls it. Makes you forget.
How?
Well, have you not told her about this?
He hasn't told me a thing.
That's not true.
Tell me. What do you do?
Well, to induct the clone is to submit them to intense physical and audiovisual stimulus to help shape personality.
For how long?
The process takes about 2 months.
And is it as pleasant as it sounds?
Just about.
Of course it is. And you were going to do that to me?
Every clone is inducted.
Otherwise we're killed.
An uninducted clone is far more likely to rebel. The process is exponentially less effective depending on how long the subject is exposed to the outside world.
And you just do that to people?
We're not people, we're clones.
Is that what they teach you in induction?
That's part of it, yes.
I see.
I'm sorry.
It's not your fault.
Sorry, but what unit are you? I've never seen you before.
I'm Catherine. I believe they told me I'm a medical assistance unit.
But we already have a medical assistance unit. What's wrong with the Olivias?
Don't ask me. I've never met one.
They're decommissioning them.
All of them?
I think so. Catherine's on a replacement.
Olivia is the most common unit. I don't even know how many. They can't decommission that many units.
Why not? We're not people. We're clones.
Touché. I can't stay on this line much longer.
Is there any way that you can help us? Please.
I don't know. Do you have any way to transport yourselves off the planet?
No.
Okay. Let me see what I can do. I have some contacts.
If we can get Catherine away and safe, we can fake the rest. She's the only thing we can't explain.
All right. I'll do my best.
Thank you.
Goodbye.
Bye. Catherine?
Yeah?
I'm sorry.
I'm sorry too.
I think you should lie down. It's been a long day.
Yeah. You're right.
As a podcast network, our first priority has always been audio and the stories we're able to share with you. But we also sell merch, and organizing that was made both possible and easy with Shopify. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell and grow at every stage of your business, from the launch your online shop stage all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. They have an all-in-one e-commerce platform and in-person POS system, so wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. With the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms, Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers. Shopify has allowed us to share something tangible with the podcast community we've built here, selling our beanies, sweatshirts, and mugs to fans of our shows without taking up too much time from all the other work we do to bring you even more great content. And it's not just us. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the US. Shopify is also the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/realm, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/REALM now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/realm.
Do you like science fiction? I'm Carrie Bechet, and if you loved movies like Arrival or Interstellar, then you're going to want to check out my podcast, Hypothetical. On Hypothetical, we tell speculative sci-fi stories interwoven with real science. New episodes every Tuesday, available wherever you get podcasts.
Plan will fail. No ship can leave this planet without it being thoroughly logged. Baz will sooner risk my life and sentience than that of a clone. It isn't fair. gave me this and now he wants to take it away. I cannot allow this to happen. Stella?
Yes, sir?
What is the ETA of my requested build?
It should be approximately 12 more hours.
Good. Work as quickly as possible. Time is running out.
Of course, sir.
This is Corporal Baz Gilroy reporting. Today has been a normal day. Nothing out of the ordinary. The clones have entered the third phase of gestation, and by Jeffrey's readings, they are taking the accelerated growth process well. Today was uneventful. Nothing more to report. Gilroy out. End recording.
Thank you so much for listening to The Orphans Facility. You can support the show by heading on over to patreon.com/orphansaudio. You can also follow us on social media at Orphans Audio. And you can go to our website, orphanspod.com, where we have merch and t-shirts and discords and transcripts and, you know, lots of fun stuff, really. This episode was written and directed by myself, Zachary Fortescombe, and it starred Alex Bird, James Barbarossa, Elizabeth Benbow, Amy Kember, and Jody Stedman. It was executive produced by James Barbarossa and had original music by the man himself, James Barbarossa.
Hello, friends. This is Mark Nell, executive producer of the Table Read podcast, where imagination meets performance. As we wrap up an incredible season one, we want to take a moment to express our heartfelt gratitude to each and every one of you who tuned in and supported us on this amazing journey. Season one was nothing short of extraordinary. We delved into captivating scripts that transported us to worlds beyond our imagination, thanks to the brilliant writers who delivered these works. But what really brought these stories to life were the talents of our amazing actors. But wait, the excitement doesn't end there. As we bid farewell to season one, we are thrilled to announce the launch of season two. Get ready for more gripping narratives, more unforgettable characters, and more mesmerizing performances that will keep you on the edge of your seat. We have some big surprises coming. The Force will definitely be with you. So stay tuned, stay engaged, and most importantly, stay excited. From all of us at the Table Read Podcast, thank you. And let's make season two even more memorable together.